Meseches Baba Kama Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph. Shor Shenagach Et HaPara Benimta Ubra Betzido. A shor that gored a para, a cow which was pregnant, and after the para was gored and killed by this shor, we found that the Ubra, the baby cow that it was carrying, was laying by its side. It had miscarried this Ubra. Ve'en Yadua Imachalonakha Yolda Imishanakha Yolda. It is not known whether the baby was miscarried before the par was gored by the shor, which in that case the owner of the shor would not have to pay for the value of the Uber, or maybe it miscarried after it was gored and miscarried from the koach of the negicha. The negicha made it miscarry the blah, which in that case the Baal shor would have to pay for the value of this baby. Mishalein cheti nezek lapara uravia nezek leblah. The din is that the owner of the shor would pay cheti nezek for the value of the para, the shor is a tam, and pays cheti nezek, and the Baal shor would pay a quarter nezek for the vlad. And since we are mesufik, we have a suffik over here, whether the vlad was miscarried from the negicha, the din is to split, that he would pay half of what he normally paid, which is revia nezek. Now, this mishnah is in accordance with sumchas. Sumchas hold mamon hamuto besufik cholkim. When we have a suffix over a monetary dispute and we don't know with who the din lies, then the din is to split that the person would pay half, which in this case is revia nezek. Now the Rabbanan argue with some because they say, Hamosi mechaber olav haraya. Anytime we have a dispute, the person who wants to collect the burden of proof is on him. He has to bring a raya, he has to bring edim that he deserves to collect the money if he wants to collect anything at all. So therefore, if the Baal Par wants to collect the value of the vlad, he must bring edim that the vlad was miscarried from the negicha. Now, even if the nizik, the Baal Par, is bari, he is totally sure that it miscarried from the negicha, and the Baal Shor is suffik, he is unsure, even so, he cannot collect unless he brings edim. V'chein para shenakha es ha-shor, v'nimsa vlada v'tzida. The same thing would be true if a par, a cow that was pregnant, gored a shor. And after the cow gored the shor, we found that the baby cow that this par was carrying was laying by its side. It had miscarried its baby. We do not know if the baby was miscarried before the par gored the shor, or if the baby was miscarried after the par gored the shor. Now, the reason why this makes a difference is this para is a tam. And the din is that when the para that gored the shor is a tam, the Baal shor can collect cheti nezek megufa. From the para itself he collects. He cannot collect more than the value of the para. So therefore, if the para miscarried before it gored the shor, so then the Baal shor would only be able to collect up to the value of the para without the vlad. And if the para miscarried only after it gored the shor, then the Baal shor would be able to collect the value of the par together with the value of the vlad. So the Mishnah said the din is mishalim cheti nezek min hapara uravia nezek min havlad. The Baal shor can collect cheti nezek from the para and revia nezek from the vlad, which is that if the para is missing and he cannot collect from the para and he can only collect from the vlad, he would only collect a quarter nezek. And since we are mesupik whether the vlad was miscarried before or after the negicha, sumchas would haul mamon hamuto besufik cholkim. You would collect half of what you would normally collect. So normally you would collect cheti nezek. So in this case, if the par is not around and he can't collect from the par itself, he would collect a quarter nezek from the vlad. The Rabbanan would argue with sumchas over here. Again, just like they argue in the ratio of the Mishnah, they hold a mighty mechaveir all of haraya. So therefore, unless the Baal shor brings a raya that the para miscarried only after the negicha, he cannot collect from the vlad at all. And only if the para is around would he collect anything at all. But if the para is not around and he wants to collect from the vlad, he can't do so unless he brings edom. Mesechus Bava Kama Perek Hei Mishnah Beis Hakador Shehichnis Kderoisa of Lechaser Balabayis Shaloberse. A kador is somebody who makes earthenware utensils that brought his utensils into a privately owned courtyard without permission. The Shivrasa and Behemto Shabalabayis Pater. and the behema that was owned by the Baal Bais, the person who owned the courtyard, broke this potterware, the Baal Bais is parted from paying for damages. Since he had no right to bring his utensils in there, the Baal Bais will not be chayav for damages that were caused. Vim huska behen balak derus chayav. If the behema of the Baal Bais was damaged by these utensils that had tripped on them, then the person who brought those utensils in without permission would be chayav to pay for the damages that were caused, and these utensils would be considered a boar, and therefore he is chayav. Vim hichnes berishus bal chatzer chayav. If the kader had permission to bring his utensils into the property of the Baal Bais, then if the behemoth of the Baal Bais damages these utensils, the person who owns a chatzer is chayav, and he is responsible to make sure that his behemoths do not break these utensils, since the person had rishus to bring them in there. Hichnis peiroitza of lechatzer Baal Bais shelo berishus. If somebody brings his peiros into a privately owned courtyard without permission, v'achlasa behemto shabal bayis patur, and the behemoth that was owned by the Baal Bais, the person who owned the courtyard, ate these peiros, the Baal Bais is patur, since the person had no right to bring the peiros in there. But he would have to pay the amount that he benefited, as since he saves money and he does not have to feed his animal now that the animal ate the peiros of the guy who brought them in, he would have to pay the amount that he benefited, which is 2/3 of the price of se'orim, as since we assume that somebody would feed his behema barley if he would get a good price on it, so therefore that is the amount that he benefited from the fact that he doesn't have to feed his behema, so therefore he pays 2/3 of the price of se'orim, but he doesn't have to pay the full amount of the damages. If the animal of the Baal Bais is damaged by these pears, he trips himself up on these pears, the person who owns the pears is chayav. His pears are considered a boar, and he is chayav to pay for the damages that are caused by his boar. If the person who owned the pears had permission to bring his pears in there, and the animal of the person who owned the chater ate the pears, then the person who owns the chater would have to pay the full value of the peiros, as it is his responsibility to make sure that his behemoths don't eat these peiros, since he gave the person permission to bring the peiros in.